I were coaching players this off-season, the first thing I'd teach them wouldn't be about tactics or strength. It'd be meditation. Not sitting cross-legged on a mountain, but learning how to quiet the mind, steady the breath, and allow the body to reset. Meditation isn't just about calm. It's about recovery. It's about focus. And it's about learning to respond instead of react. In this episode, I'll break down what meditation really is, how it heals the body and strengthens emotional control, and why every athlete and coach should make it part of their performance plan this off-season. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. When you get really clear on what it is you're looking to achieve, then the answers will show up. And maybe today's one of those answers for you. And I was thinking on my run today, what would be a great thing for players to be doing in the off season? And to me, it just comes down to one place, and that's meditation. And that's what I'd be giving them during their, as a project given during their off season. And then I'd be really reinforcing that in the pre-season and making it a part of their everyday. That's what happened for me. Is I got really clear that I wanted to be calmer. I wanted to be more focused. I wanted to have better concentration. I wanted to be able to chase after the things that I wanted to achieve. The clearer you get, answers show up. And I've told this story before about how I found the Paul and Tammy Roos book in a golf club bar after a game of golf, just drawn over to the second-hand bookstore, and I find this book. And I don't think it would have grabbed me, meditation that is, unless I found it in such a book. In fact, I thought meditation was something that people were a little bit out there, maybe a bit too alternative for me, more hippie rather than sport. But because it came in a sport book and validation from some of those players in that Swans team that was so successful in the mid-90s and mid-2000s, or all the way through to the mid-2000s, and the success has continued, but that sort of core group, there was a bunch of them that did things a bit differently. And one of the things that they did was meditation. So I just couldn't get enough of it. And so how I've found is that it's such a powerful impact for all areas of your life, but especially sport. Now, in sport, we often talk about visualization, the power of it, how that can be beneficial right across life. Well, this is the same. Meditation is the same. So what is meditation, essentially? Well, what I've found is there's a lot of people out there who maybe they haven't struggled with meditation, and so they're explaining it in a way that's not helpful. And in fact, I find that with a lot of things when you're learning how to do anything, that the instructions often come from people who are experts, and they've forgotten what those early steps were, what those struggles were. So when I started creating this training, it was very much from that place of I was reading all this advice. Things like just quiet your mind. Just get all those thoughts out of your head. Well, if you've ever tried meditation, trying to do those things, you'll know how hard it can be. And I found that most of those instructions weren't that good. And you might have experienced the same thing. But if we brought it back to the basics, and that's quiet, sanctuary, with the space to close your eyes and to just breathe and to just relax. And rather than trying to push thoughts out of your head or feel a certain way, it's just getting yourself into a state of allowing all of your thoughts to flow where they flow. Allow yourself to feel however you're feeling. Come into presence. Notice the thoughts. Notice the feelings. Notice how your body feels. Notice the tension. Notice the tightness. Notice the things that feel like they maybe you can feel the injuries. It usually shows up some of those things that you've been ignoring about your body. And what it also is, it's switching off your brain. Your brain is active all the time, and it gets particularly active at night. So it's not even really getting a rest there. But meditation provides that space of rest. Because when you get into that state, when you're you're still awake, but you're getting yourself into a state of deep relaxation. The brain is allowed, gets space to switch off, basically. There's those gaps between the thoughts. It also has a way of calming the nervous system, where we're often in this busy world that we live in, high stakes, you're a high performer, so you're pushing yourself to the limit, you've got high expectations of yourself, nervous system's getting absolutely flogged. But in that state of meditation, then you get your body into a state that the nervous system is able to calm, to regulate, and then to come back more into balance. And it also, what it does is it allows your body a space to heal. Because when you release the tension, the body will have a way of recalibrating itself. So why meditation? Why would I be recommending it to players in their off-season? Because they're going to be able to learn the impact, see the impact in a low-pressure space when they're not having to go out there and produce results day to day. So they're practicing that off-season when they are switching off, and it's going to help them to switch off even greater. So it will calm them. I remember listening to Justin Langer talk about meditation, and he said, I can't explain like the full, I can't come up with the best way to explain it, but the best way I explained it I could think of was the days when I've meditated, I just feel better. But the days when I haven't, there's just something not quite right. And that wasn't what it was for me. I would be snappier, more frustrated, quick to anger, less focused, more distracted. And the opposite's true when I meditate. I'm calmer. I'm not as moody. I'm not jumping like and the reality is what's happening there is you're able to emotionally regulate so much better. Your focus is so much better. Your ability to concentrate, to stay on task. And importantly, for those people in those high performance environments of sporting teams, and for you in whatever setting you are in, whether that's a workplace, business, sport, yourself, it's a tool to help you improve your learning. It improves your ability to take in more information and to do that quicker. So if you think about you're trying to get more information into your athletes, you're wanting them to retain it, you're wanting them to then bring them back out again in a high performance environment, meditation allows you to do just that. So you can see how beneficial this is going to be. Yes, in those high performance moments for them and for whatever that is for you, but also for every other part of life. Because all those things that I mentioned before, how much better is your personal life going to be when all of those things are present? And of course, that word present is another thing that it brings. It allows you to be more present because your mind is not scattered. You actually, from my experiences, you get clarity in those meditations. And when you write things down, either during or after meditation, it makes your focus and your concentration and your thinking so much clearer. So how are you going to do that? Well, there's a million different meditation apps out there. There's some really good ones that are free. There's some ones that might cost you a few dollars. There's one that I still talk about. I don't use it a heap now, but it was really good for me when I was getting started, and it was great for my children who didn't always get to sleep quickly in their primary school years. And it's like a wagon wheel, and you press on a particular topic. It might be to help with study, might be travel, all different things like stress release, anxiety, whatever. And you click on any of these points of the wagon wheel, and then it opens up another wagon wheel of even more specific data around that particular topic that you chose. So that's a great one. When I bought that, it was about $7. So it might be a bit more than that now. I'm not sure. Maybe it doesn't even exist anymore. But the point is, there's lots of different apps out there. You can go onto YouTube, you find a million of them. Spotify's got a heap of them. Guided meditations. Ultimately, your goal is to become not dependent on those things, but to be able to do your meditation with your own flavor to it. because you want to make sure, like with anything, is that you use structure, advice, guidance from other people, but then you get your best results when you bring your own part of yourself to any activity, that alignment to yourself. So making sure that that's your intention. By all means, use those guided meditations. Use the ones that are going to help you to get to a certain point. And of course, you might have heard me mention before, you can jump on and have a look at my performance meditation. It is all of those things that I've talked about, all those things that I've learned, all of the obstacles that get in the way. And it is very much designed to help you then be able to build your own practice, your own way, that's going to give you the best possible results. I'll make sure I leave the details in the show notes there so you can jump on and have a look. And this is training that I've taught thousands of people that have used this particular form of meditation to improve their mood, help them to stay focused even on their busiest days, and stop their mind racing. That allows them to stay more present, unlock high levels of performance than they thought they were possible, and turn those days where it feels like it's chaotic into more consistency, more routines, and be able to start hitting their habits on a daily basis. So I'll leave the link in the show notes. Jump in, have a look, and it'll put you on the path to be able to have that level of calm, focus, and concentration and consistency that you've seen at different times but haven't been able to do on a regular basis. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.